USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1 year ago, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, sees violent confrontations between white nationalists and counter-protesters. In fact, one counter-protester died when she was run down by a car. This year, officials in Washington, D.C. are relieved after a face-off between white nationalists and counter-protesters did not result in any major violence yesterday. Police Chief Peter Newsom says they learned from the tragedy of Charlottesville.
You know, down in Charlottesville, the night before their rally, there were hundreds, maybe even thousands, that descended upon the city, and that could happen here as well. So, you know, you always have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And we were planned and we were ready.
Torrential rains are blamed for some big-time flooding in some Boston-area communities this morning. More than 8 inches of rain fell yesterday in Lynn. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth-leveled and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
The FBI says it's found the black box and parts of the cockpit voice recorder from a plane that crashed near Seattle after being stolen by an airport worker on Friday. 28-year-old Richard Russell taking off in the empty Horizon Air Bombardier Q400 from the SeaTac airport, flying around for a while before apparently purposely crashing it on a wooden island. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his luxury electric car company now facing 2 class action lawsuits over his hint that he might take the company private. One of the suits filed in San Francisco federal court accuses him of a scheme to artificially manipulate the price of Tesla's stock. The other suit claims Musk misled investors with false claims that he'd secured funding to buy up the company's publicly traded shares. Leaders of North and South Korea will meet in Pyongyang next month. It will be the 3rd meeting for Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president this year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Vimeo is the latest online platform to pull InfoWars from its service. Business Insider reporting that InfoWars, founded by Alex Jones, posted videos that Vimeo claims violated its rules about discriminatory and hateful content. Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple have already pulled InfoWars content. Jones does have a history of making claims like the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting was a hoax and the Child Protective Services sends kids overseas to work as slaves. Switching gears, the national average for gasoline drifted down over the past week. It was led by the price of oil, which slid down to $67 a barrel. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Despite being about 50 cents higher than last year at this time, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices were down about a penny a gallon.
Well, another relatively quiet week, the national average tiptoed about a penny lower than last week. The national average fell to $2.85, down from $2.86 a week ago.
Some big swings in the prices of gasoline along the Great Lakes, with Michigan up 11 cents a gallon, while the price was down 9 cents in Ohio. Indiana was down 8 cents.
And a cat sanctuary on a Greek island is going to offer you salary and all utilities paid housing if you want to show up with a view of the Aegean Sea to take care of 55 cats. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.